Noah Ba'oznei Ha'am. Before Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Rabbanu Shom told Moshe Rabbeinu to plead with the Jewish people, Noah. Amrei Dvei Rabbi Yanei, Ein Noah L'Loshon Bakosha. Noah means to plead with him. Omer Le'akadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, V'Bakosha Mimcha, Leich Ve'emor Lohem L'Yisrael, V'Bakosha Mikem. Rabbanu Shom pleaded with Moshe Rabbeinu, please go and speak to Klal Yisrael, and say to them, please, Shoalu Mimitzrayim Klei Kesef Klei Zav. Go and beg the Egyptians for Klei Kesef and Klei Zav, borrow from them. Shelo Yomar also Tzadik. That Tzadik, Avram Avinu, shouldn't say, Va'avodim V'inu Osom Kiyem Bohem, Ya'achrei Chen Yetzu B'chush God Lo Kiyem Bohem. That the Rabbanu Shelom fulfilled his word that they should be enslaved and oppressed, but he didn't fulfill his word that they should leave with great riches. Amru Lo. So they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Levai Shenetzik Vatsneinu, right, who needs the money? Let's just go. Moshe Lo Adam Shayachavu Shavesu Asurim, can be compared to a person who was in prison. V'hoyu Omrim Lo B'nei Adam Motzim Oshalim Ha'achar Mivesu Asurim, then Oshim L'cham Mamun Harbe. We'll take you out tomorrow and give you a lot of money. V'omer Lohem B'vakoshim Mikem Otziuni Hayom V'anim Einim V'vakish Klum. Don't wait till tomorrow and give me the money. Take me out today, even if there's no money. Similarly, Klal Yisrael said, we don't need the money, let's just go out. Let's see the Rashi, and also what's here. Also, Tzadik Avram. Okay, so the obvious question here is that, what does that do with Avram Avinu? The Rav Shem promised they would go out with the Rechush Gadol. So whether Avram Avinu would have a complaint or not, the Rav Shem has to keep his word. So the simplest idea, and this is what the Marsha and the Tzlach adds a little bit, is that Klal Yisrael could have gone out without borrowing money from the Egyptians, and in that way the Egyptians wouldn't have run after them, and they would have been free immediately. Right? They would have the Egyptians wouldn't have thought they're coming back because they borrowed and they're going to give back the money or whatever. They wouldn't have chased after them. There wouldn't have been a Kriyas Yamsuf or whatever. They would have been free on the spot, and they were willing to forego that. Right? We were not interested in having the Egyptians run after us, have Bizas Hayam, right? We're willing to be foregone all the money, just take us out now, meaning for good. Not partially and have the Egyptians run after us. And they were willing to be Mevater. If they would have been Mevater, then the Rabbanu would have been Potter from Rechush Gadol. That's only if they wanted it. If they didn't want it, then it wasn't necessary. That's the gist of the simplest way of understanding it. We've always quoted the Dubna Magid, that really the Iker Rechush Gadol was by Matan Torah. That was the Iker Rechush Gadol. But the Jewish people didn't understand that. And they thought the Rechush Gadol was the Kesef, the Zav that they got when they left Mitzrayim. So in order that Avram Avinu shouldn't have any complaints that you didn't fulfill in them what they understood as the Rechush Gadol, the Rabbanu Shem to give them Kesef, the Zav. But had it not been for Avraham Avinu, the Rabbanu Shem would have fulfilled his word with what he really meant, which is either Matan Torah, according to others, Biza Sayam, they were going to get anyway, the money by the Yam. Okay, let's go on. Vayash Ilum, Omer of Ami, Melamed Shishilum Balkorcham. Vayash Ilum, right, seems to imply that it was done against somebody's will. Okay, that they lent them the money against their will. Some say it was against the will of the Egyptians. They were forced to give it. Okay, the Jew came and he asked them to loan him Kesef Zav, and they said, "Why don't you take another one? Right, here's one." And they forced him to take what's it called? So that was no. Balkorcham the Mitzrayim. This form say is that the they came to borrow, and the Egyptians said, "We don't have anything." And the Yid said, "But I saw during Choshech that you have this here and this there, or whatever." So against their will, they had to give it. The Ikat Yamri Balkorcham Yisrael was against the will of the Jews. Jew came, and he said, "Loan me a pot that you have, a golden pot." So he gave it to him, and he said, "Now take another one too, the Egyptian." So he forced him to take more than he came for. Mandi Omer Balkorcham the Mitzrayim to see the Navas Bayis to Chalek Shalom. Mandi Omer Balkorcham the Israel Mishu Masi. Why was it Balkorcham again? I understand it was Balkorcham of the Egyptian. They didn't want to give it. Why didn't the Jews want to take it? Because they didn't want to have to carry it. It's too much to carry. And they say more than that. They understood they were going to get the visa of Mitzrayim, the Ikar at the Yam. Why should we have to carry it there? Let the Egyptians bring it with them. Right? Why should we have to take it with us? Right? They're going to have to bring it, and we're going to get it there anyway. Let them bring it. Okay, weiter. Vayinatz lo es Mitzrayim. Amr of Ami Malamid Shasur Kimitsuda Sha'ein Badogan. Right? They cleaned out Mitzrayim. They made Mitzrayim like a trap that has no wheat in it. Or Dogan. Yeah, Dogan is wheat. Meaning the following, Rashi says. Kimitsuda Sha'ein Badogan. The Derech Tsaide Ophos Lizrok Dogan Tachas Mitsudos. Kadesh Yavo Ophos Vinul Kodi. Right? People who capture birds. So they have traps and they put bait in the trap, some kernels of wheat for the birds to come. That's the bait. She'ein badogan, ein opone leha. When there's no bait, the birds don't come to the trap. Tach riknu ha-mitzrim mikol mamonim. Therefore, they cleaned out the Egyptians from all their money, just like a trap that has no bait. And nobody's interested. V'yinaslu ketargumu v'rokinu. They cleaned them out, emptied them out. So Tzlach says that he had a kasha them. Then where did they get all the money to bring with them to the Yam? What's it called? And so much money that the Jews got by Bezos Hayam, if God cleaned them out already from Mitzrayim. So he said his son answered that the money that they borrowed from the Egyptians and cleaned out the Egyptians was only in the place where Jews lived, in Ramses, in the main capital, whatever. That's where the Jews had contact with Mitzrim, and they went and borrowed from their neighbors, the Mitzrim. Isha me mishchenta, ish mishcheno. That was only in the places where Jews didn't live all over Mitzrayim. So the rest of the Mitzrim weren't cleaned out. And Paro, before he went, he collected money from all of his provinces and brought it with him to the Yam to give the incentive to his soldiers to go with it. So that Mitzrayim still had money, but not in the area where the Jews were. In the area where the Jews were was completely cleaned out. Others say that Mitzrayim itself, out of its wealth, was cleaned out. But Yosef had deposited in storehouses tremendous wealth that really belonged to the Yid, belonged to him. And he deposited, it was stored up in various storehouses outside of Mitzrayim. And Paro took that money to entice the soldiers, and came out then that the Jews got what was rightfully theirs altogether, because it was what Yosef had amassed during the times of the law. Okay, Kimitsula. Next, Vereish Lakish Omer Asua Kimitsula She'ein Badogim. Shlakish says Vayinatzlu is a Lashon Mitsula, made him like the deep waters where there's no fish. Rashi says Kamo Mitsulos Yam. In the deepest parts of the ocean there are no fish. The fish congregate usually in the shallower water where there's food for them. But in the deepest waters there's no regular fish. So there's many mefarshim here of the difference between a mitsuda she'in bodogon and a mitsula she'in bodogim. Right? But the idea is, bottom line, basically what the Mepharshim say, the idea that Mitzrayim was cleaned out wasn't just from the money, but Klal Yisrael took with them anything that was significant, Kedusha. They took every spark of Kedusha out of Mitzrayim. There was absolutely nothing left in Mitzrayim that was worth going back for. And therefore the Torah gave an Isser, never go back to Mitzrayim. There's nothing there, there's no Kedusha. In other places in the world, there's sparks of Kedusha that a Jew can extract if he goes there, or he can have connection to and have benefit from. But in Mitzrayim, it was totally a vacuum. So there's no purpose ever to go back to Mitzrayim. Now the Gemara is going to discuss another aspect of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Tzlach has a very nice shot here, we'll see in a second, of what the connection is to what came before. Omer l'Kadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe, Leich emor lahem l'Yisrael, Ani ha'isi machem b'shibud zeh, I was with you in this exile, I'll be with you in the other exiles. I've got to start telling those other exiles. They have enough tzaras here. They didn't get out of this yet. The Rebbe Shem said, and this way the Marsha says, I never meant to say that you should tell them, I'm telling you. You go tell them, I'll be with you in this, as I was with you in this tzar. You should know that there's going to be other tzars. That's, so the tzlach says, what's the connection here to what came before? He says very nicely. He said, if they wouldn't have cleaned Mitzrayim out of everything, there would have been something left in Mitzrayim, then I would think that when they left Mitzrayim, they left early, so maybe the Rabbanu Shalom let them go out, and then they come back to serve the remaining time. And then, Yasher Eya wouldn't mean I'll be with you in other Golios, but I'll be with you in this Golos after the Pesach Zman, right? After the intermission, we're coming back to finish off the 400 years. We were there 210 years. But once we said they cleaned out Mitzrayim of everything, there's nothing the clouds to come back for, so it can't mean that they're going to come back to Mitzrayim and God will be with them second time around. Must mean I'll be with you in the other Golios. So therefore, this only can be understood the way it is after we said the Maimer before. Aneini Hashem Aneini, we had this before, right? This same drash. Ribbono Shel Olam, what's it called? And Davov Amud Aleph. Okay, I didn't remember that, but on the side it says Le'el Vav Amud Aleph. The Aneini Hashem Aneini, but I knew we had it before. That's also a Maimer, believe me, at this time in the morning. Why did Elio say, answer me twice? Answer me, fulfill my request that the fire should come down in Hashemayim and prove that you're true. And make it that they don't think that it's magic. They know that it's coming from you. Now, what in the world this has to do, the Tzlach doesn't say. Right? What is this a connection to anything that came before? So I want to suggest the following. Since, what? What? What's the words? That what's it called? Rabbanu Shalom take their mind off thinking that it was magic that happened, right? And let them accept that it was a miracle. It came from you. Okay? So you turn their hearts backwards, right? So you, Ribbono Shel Olam, take their hearts off the... Don't let them think too deeply into this and make them come up with an answer that was magic. Let them believe it with tzmimus. Okay, in any case, what I think, the connection is the following. Once we darshan the Yasher Eya, which could mean the same thing. Yasher Eya does not mean two separate things. It could mean the same thing. Just the Ribbono Shel Olam used a double lashon. But we said, no. Eya Asher Eya means two different things. Eya means I'll be with you in this Golos. The other Eya, even though it's the same exact word, means I'll be with you in another Golos. Once we see that, then if we have in another place where it says the same word, Aneini Hashem Aneini, we could say it means a double lashon. Answer me, double, extra. But once we saw that Eya Asher Eya means two separate things, then Aneini Hashem Aneini must mean two different kinds of Aneinis. Then we darshan it, one Aneini for this, one Aneini for that. That could be the connection. Rashi, Daya Letzora B'Shaita, Daya Letzora, she's only Nuba B'Shoa Shetavu Aleihem. It's enough one Tzora that they should have, that they should be oppressed with it when they're in the middle of it. Loma Tzadiv Emafsha B'Psura Kasha. Why get them upset and tell them there's going to be more Tzoras in the future? Let them be upset with the Tzora they have, not be upset with more Tzoras. Prevent them from coming up with this evil thought, right? Lakisheni, that they will deny that this was a miracle. But I brought it with magic, and it's not a proof that God is involved over here. So, finish the first Mishnah. That's an accomplishment. It's good. So now we finished with Shema B'Arvis. Now the same question, when is the beginning of the Zman of Kriya Shema Shel Shachris? Mishiyakru ben Chelas L'Lovam. The time is when you can see the difference between Chelas and Lovam. Rav Elezer Omer ben Chelas L'Karsi. Rav Elezer says it has to be a little bit lighter, so you can tell the difference between Chelas and Karsi, which are more closer together than Chelas and Lovam. Chelas is a bluish black color, and Lovan is white. So to be able to distinguish between Tchelis and Lovan, we'll see in the Gemara, right, it has to be a certain amount of light, but not too light. Okay, it has to be, you have to be able to see something. but it doesn't have to be that light, to distinguish between two different colors that are very similar, blue and green, right? But Karsi is more of a bluish green, and this is a bluish black, so then it has to be even lighter. Ad Hanetzacham, till sunrise. After that is the end of Zman creation. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, at Shalosh Shos. Rabbi Yeshua says till the first 3 hours of the day, the end of the three hours. Shekain Derek Malachim Lamod, B'Shalosh Shos. Because kings get up at the third hour, the end of the third hour, and therefore it's still called the Kumecha. People are getting up, a chashuv amount of people, or, even though nobody says this here, but the Gemara in many places says that all of Yisrael are B'nai Malachim. Klal Yisrael are all called B'nai Malachim. So if Malachim get up at 3 hours, then that's significant for all of Klal Yisrael. HaKorin Yikan Ve'elech Lohitzi. If you read Kriyishma after that time, even though you're not Yotzei the Mitzvah Kriyishma, after 3 hours, because that's Sotzman Kriyishma, Ka'adam HaKorin Batorah, Mishkapela. Now you'll get Shachar of Limud HaTorah, but you won't get Shachar of Kriyishma. Pashtus. Okay. Rashi Tchelis Yoroku the Korov Litseva Karsi Shikorin Poresh. It's a green, but it doesn't mean green. It means that it's close to green. It's like an aquamarine, more like a greenish blue. Rashi says Tchelis. Okay, let's go on. My Ben Tchelis Lelavan. What is does it mean to tell the difference between blue and white? Elema ben gavva de imra chiyura le gavva de imra de tchelta habalel yadami maybe at night in pitch black you can see the difference between something that's colored and something that's white. Ela ben tchela shabal le lovin shabal. Now she says tchela shabal le lovin shabal giza semer shetzava tchelas. If you dyed a piece of wool tchelas, the yesh ba makomo shalo ola shamatseva yata, and there are places that didn't take the dye. So they're white. So that needs to be able to be seen. It's not blue and white, one next to the other, where you can easily see it at night. It's intermixed between them. There you need some light to be able to see the parts where it took and the parts that it didn't take. Tosfos says that it's talking about tzitzis. It's a raya that look at this mitzvah, you'll remember another mitzvah. Right? Or isim also. See the tzitzis, you remember the mitzvah of kriyashma, when the time is. So it's talking about the strands of blue that are interspersed with the strands of white in the tzitzis. Tosfos says that there were two strands of white and two strands of blue, meaning in tzitzis there's four strings, and you double them over, they become 8 strings. So if two of the major strings are white, that means 4 of them are white if you bend them over, and 4 of them are blue. That's Tosfos Shita. The Rambam holds that only one half a string is blue, and the other 7 are white. So you dye one half of the 4 strings, what's it called, blue, and then you fold them over, and when you fold them over, you have 1 string that's blue and 7 strings that are white, and the Raivin holds that one whole string is blue, so when you fold them over you have 2 blue ones and 6 white ones. And the Sfarim say that the machlokis is the mitzvah tchelis, a separate mitzvah, right? There's a mitzvah tchelis, a mitzvah tzitzis, and of love, and each one is an equal mitzvah. That's what the Tosfos says. If we have 2 blue and 2 white, they're equal, but the others hold that the main mitzvah is the love, and the tchelis is an enhancement of the love. Therefore, it's not equal. It's just 1 string or 2 strings interspersed amongst the lavan. It's an enhancement of the lavan, and it's a mitzvah by itself, but it's not an equal mitzvah to the lavan. That's the shaita. Okay? Go on. Tanya. Reb Meir Omer, Mishiyakir ben Ze'ev Lekelet. Okay? That, it has to be light enough so they'll tell the difference between a wolf and a dog. A wolf and a dog are very similar, and it has to be considerably light to be able to know what's a wolf and what's a dog. So the Akiva Omer ben Chamor la'arod, similar kind of thing. A chamor is very similar to an arod, and it has to be either lighter even to be able to distinguish the fine differences between a chamor and arod. I don't know exactly what a Now, road is in English, but it's what?
Mule.
No. It's just a different, it's like a wild.
Yeah, Camorra, right. It's another kind of donkey. Whatever. So it's a donkey and another kind of a donkey that's very similar, and you need a lot of light to distinguish. That you can recognize somebody that you are familiar with, not overly familiar with, but somewhat familiar with, at 4 amas away and know who he is. And Rav Huna said the halacha is like acherin, that the zman of kriyas mashal shachris is when it's light enough to be able to see a person that you know minimally, not very, very well, and recognize him at 4 amas away. Omer Abaya, l'tfilin ka'acherin, l'kriyash ma'kivasikin. Abaya said that for tfilin, and some have the girsa here, l'tfila, and on that there's also two opinions. One is l'tfila means tfilin, just the singular tfilin. And some say l'tfila means v'shmoneser. Right? In any case, the zman of putting on tfilin, or the zman of tfila, is when you can see somebody else 4 amas away and recognize him. The kriyashma to vasikin. But Abaya says this man of kriyashma is vasikin. What's vasikin? The Amr of Yochanan, vasikin how you go mimosa in hanetzachan. Now the simple meaning, we'll see there's another meaning here. But the vasikin used to finish kriyashma before nates, before sunrise. They used to say kriyashma a little bit before sunrise, to finish it at sunrise, and then to immediately start Shmon Esrei. Now the Rambam says, how much is that little bit before sunrise that it takes to say Kriya Shema and finish it by sunrise? He says a tenth of an hour, which is, I guess, 6 minutes. So in 6 minutes, that's how long it took the Rambam, I guess, to say Kriya Shema. Okay. So he started a little bit before Netzachama. This is the simple meaning here. We'll see there are others who hold differently. But in any case, that's a simple meaning. You start Kriya Shema a little bit before Netzachama, not so early of when you can just barely begin to recognize things, but much later than that, 6 minutes before Neitz HaChama, and you finish it by Neitz, and you start immediately Shmona Esra. Tanya Nami Hachi, you have a braisa that says the same thing that Abaya said. Vasikin Hayugom Rimosa Ima Neitz HaChama, the Vasikin would finish Shema with sunrise, Kideshi Yisimo Geula Letzvila, in order to put Geula, God Israel, right next to Shmona Esrei, the Nimtza Mispal Bayom, and start Shmona Esrei immediately at Netzachama. So Gomra doesn't mean you finish the Shema alone, you finish the Brachas after Shema too. You finish everything to do with Shema, till God Israel, and immediately then it was Netzachama, and you started Shmona Esrei. Omer Bzeira Mikra, what's the pasuk that intimates this, that you should start davening right away when the sun comes up? Yira'uka im shemesh v'lefnei yoreach dor dorim. They'll fear you with the sun. And that's talking about davening Shmona Esrei. So davening Shmona Esrei should be with the sun. The Marsha says that's why when the sun comes up, people used to pray to the sun and think the sun was a god. That's why we call the sun a shemesh. It's only a shamus. It's not a power in itself. It serves the Rabban Shalom. So we say Yotzer Or of Arichoshech. Every day the Rabban Hashem recreates the sun. He recreates the light. The sun isn't a god. The sun is being recreated every day by God. And at night we say the same thing. Golil Or, what's it called? The Golil Or Mitnechoshech. Every day the Rabban Hashem recreates the moon too. And the people used to pray to the moon. So the davening, we daven to show that we're davening to the Rabban Hashem and not to these things that other people think are gods. Heyid Rebbe, I don't know who this is, Yossi ben Eliyakim, Mishum Kehila Kadisha de Yerushalayim, right? This is Rebbe Yossi ben Eliyakim, gave testimony in the name of the Kehila Kadisha de Yerushalayim, Kol Asome Geula Letzvila, a person who puts Geula right next to Tzvila, Eino Niza Kol Ayom Kula, right? So he's not hurt, harmed the whole day. It's a special skula, that a person is protected all day. Okay, let's stop here for a second and see what's here, and then we'll go on. Rashi, Bein Chela Shabbat Alav, and Shabbat Yisus Semesh and Tzavat Chelas, the Yishbo Mekomo Shalom Allah Shom HaTzeva Yotat. arod chamor habar, a wild donkey. Litzvillin laniach tzvillin shemitzus achas and kodem kriyishma. The perik sheni tzvillin you put on before kriyishma. So that is what's it called mishiyakim. But kriyishma is after that vasikin, when the what's it called right before neitzachama. Mispal bayom, no, tvasikin anoshim anovim. What are vasikin? People who are humble, umechabedin mitzvah, and the mitzvahs are precious to them. Mispal bayom, tahanetzachama ledivrei hakol yomu. The day starts with neitzachama. My crow, the mitzvahs follow neitzachama. Where is there a pasuk that intimates that davening should be with sunrise? Tichsid yirauchem shemesh. When do people fear God? When they accept His all malchuso, right? They accept His fear upon them. So im shemesh means as the sun is getting to rise, you finish kriyishma, and that's when you daven. Im shemesh kolomar kishashemesh yotze. Hainu im aneitzacham lifnei oreach af tefilas mincha mitzvasa im dimdumei chama. Mincha also is as the sun is setting, before, right before it sets, just like this is right before it rises. Okay, there's a, first of all, like this. This, so it seems over here that the halacha by Kriyashma is you should say it kivasikin. Im haneitzachama. But the Maisa, what do we do with all these other, that's a bayis, an amora. What do we do with all these other, even though there, and even the, what's it called, the Braisa just says that that's how they used to do it. But there's no man the Omer who says that that's the time of Kriyashma. So there are basically two different ways of approaching this. Tosfos, the Rosh, the Rashba, most of the Rishonim learn the following. Abaya also holds that Kriyishma you could start from Alos HaShachar. Right? And we had before that Tosfos held that Alos HaShachar doesn't mean Mamish Alos HaShachar, it means Mishiyakim. A little bit after Alos HaShachar, when it's light enough to make these distinguishing things, that you could see somebody like Acherim. Okay? Others say that it means mamish alos hashachar is b'di'evid, you could start kriyishma from alos hashachar. L'chatchila, you should wait till it gets light enough mishiyakim. But b'di'evid, b'shas adchak, you can mamish say from alos hashachar and on. Okay? So the real time is alos hashachar b'di'evid, l'chatchila mishiyakim. But mitzvah min hamufchar, a special extra mitzvah is to do it kivasikim. Not to start at mishiyakim, but to wait a little while, to delay Kriyishma from its earliest time, and to delay it in order to be Masmich Gula L'Tfila, so you can daven Shmona Esrei right next to Kriyishma. In order to do that, you have to finish Kriyishma right before Neitzachama, so you can start Shmona Esrei right by Neitzachama. Okay, and that, the Slav says, why it says Somech Gula L'Tfila. The Chorot should have said Somech Tfila L'Gula. Because first comes Gula, and then you want to put the Shmona Esrei right next to the Geula. It's not the other way around. He says, no. Somech Geula Tfila means really you should have said the Geula earlier. But you're delaying it in order to make it go next to Shmona Esrei, which is at Neitzachama. You're going to say Shmona Esrei at Neitzachama. So in order to be able to say the, what's it called, the Geula near it, you push it off a little bit from its earliest time. Okay. So that is how most Rishonim learn, and therefore there's a Zman, everybody agrees you could really say Kriyishma from Alos HaShachar, right, or Mishiyakir, right, Machlokis, whether the earliest time is Mishiyakir, or the earliest time is Alos HaShachar, right, and just one's B'dievin, one's L'chatchila, and what's it called, an Im Neitzachama, that is a mitzvah min amufchar. That's a special Zidr mitzvah, but that's not the Iker Zman of Kriyishma. Okay. The Balamor learns differently. The Balamor says like this, that this is going back on Rav Shimon Bar Yochai we had before. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said that till Neitzachama is still considered night in the second Lashon. There's two Lashonos of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. If you could read Kriyishma after Alos HaShachar till Neitzachama. Going to the second Lashon, after Alos HaShachar till Neitzachama is still night. And you could be also Kriyishma of night. Okay? So that's how the Balamor learns. That's called night. Night, then you can't read Kriyishma of the morning during that time. So all of these halachas, Mishiyak or whatever, shalok halacha. Kriyishma is only Mineitzachama. I hear he say a little bit before Neitzachama, right? So some say that in the, what's it called, in the Balamor, it doesn't mean before Neitzachama. Gomer in Neitzachama does not mean they finished it before Neitzachama. We find the word gomer can also mean to read. Gomri meshahala. Doesn't mean you finish the halal, it means you read the halal. So gomer means you read it in Netzachama. You read Kriyashma from Netzachama and right away after Shemoneh Esrei, not before Netzachama. And this fits in with what Rav Shimon bar Yochai says, that until Netzachama is night, so you can't read Kriyashma before Netzachama. You can only read from Netzachama and on, onward. And it could be, another shot is, that Abaya, according to this, that Abaya doesn't hold like the Sikkim. Enoch and Ami, the Sikkim held that Kriyashma is a little bit earlier than Netzachama, not like Rav Shimon bar Yochai. But Abaya said, similar to Vasikim, but not exactly like them, you can't say Kriya Shema till Netzachama. But it's not 6 minutes before, it's Dafka from Netzachama and on. That's what the Rabbeinu Tam says, and the Rach says that Gomer means, literally, even the Vasikim never said it before Netzachama. They were Gomer im Netzachama, means they read it at Netzachama. Okay. At the time of Mishiyakir ben Chelis Lelavan, and the time of Acherim, when you can see somebody, the Sfarim say, the Yushalmi says, that's exactly the same time, and the Rambam holds, no, it's a little bit different time. Okay. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that the Iker time is Mishiyakir, and the Sikin is a mitzvah and a mukher, just like we said, a little bit before Netzachama, like the Rosh and the Rov HaRishonim. Okay. Let's go on. Let's go on. So Mara says, Amrav Zera, right? Eini, v'ha anos samchi v'itzki. I was so megul l'tfila one day, and I got harmed, right? So what's his big aid is that if you're so megul l'tfila, you don't get harmed, I can be made. It's not true. I got harmed. Amar le b'mayisat. What was the harm? The amtoyis atzel of Eimalka, you were forced to bring a doctor, right, or medicines to the king, right? I guess he was Rav Zeira was a doctor. As I think we have is either a doctor. Yeah, Rashi. There's no Rashi. Yeah, As, right? Yeah, okay. What?
Doctor medicine.
Yeah, okay. Hadassim. Okay. Usually an asa is a okay. I don't know. Rashi doesn't say anything yet. So, I don't know what it is. Somebody have an English? What does he say?
Hadas.
Okay. In any case, you are required to go to the king. Hasam nami biboyelach lemevi agra. You should have paid for that. That's not called a hezek. That wasn't a harm that came to you. That was a schus that came to you. You should have been willing to pay for the chance to go to see the king. Lemechze ati malka. The Amr of Yochanan, la'olam ishtadl adam lorutz likras malchei Yisrael, v'lo likras malchei Yisrael b'vad, el afilu likras malchei Akum. Person should run to see Jewish
kings. Someone wish you all a Gemara Simatova.
Important statesman. Should run to see Sharon. Right? Malchei Yisrael. Not a melech, but he's a statesman. Senators. Go run to see a senator. Lapped after a president. Okay? Why? Shim Yizke. Right, Rashi says in Yiske, if you'll be Zocha to Olam Haba, and he means really Yemos HaMashiach, or Tchias HaMesim, right, when there'll be physical people around, Yavchin be'malchei Yisrael v'malchei Akum. You'll be able to see the difference between a real Melech Yisrael and the Melochim of Akum, and even Malchei Yisrael v'zman hazeh, you'll see the difference between supposed leaders and a real leader when you see Mashiach. So there's an Inyan to run to see leaders. Okay, Rashi. Shem Yiske, La'olam Haba, Liros Gedulos and Shal Yisrael, you'll see what real Gedula is, you'll be able to see the contrast. And in order to really appreciate something, you have to see what the contrast is. So if you see the contrast, you'll appreciate more what real Gedula is. Omer Le Rebeloi, Le'ula, Ki Ailis Lahosan, Shoel Bishloma de Rabruna, Achi, the Maimet Kolachabura, the Adam Godelhu, the Sameach the Mitzvah. Okay, when you get there, he said, what's it called, I guess, to Eretz Yisrael. Say hello to my brother, Rav Bruna, right? And say hello to him in the whole Chabura over there that he's learning with, right? Because he's an Adam Gadol, and he's Sameach B'Mitzvahs. And I'll tell you how great he is. Zim Nechada, Somach Gula L'Tfila. One day, he was able to be Somach Gula L'Tfila, right? At the right time, exactly at the right moment at sunrise. Velo pasik hucha mitume kozli, and he was smiling the whole day. That's how happy he was with the mitzvah. So Moses says, heichi motzi samech. How can it be possible that he should be samech gul v'tchila? The Omer of Yochanan v'tchila hu Omer Hashem shlosai tifta hu levesof hu Omer yulu atzonim reti. You have to start before Shmon Esri with Hashem shlosai tifta and add in the end, right, yulu atzonim reti. So you're never saying the geula right next to tefila. You're interrupting with Hashem shlosai tifta. We'll see in 1 second the tzlach comments. Why do we have to know the last thing? Yulu atzonim reti. That's nothing to do with anything. Why mention that? We'll get to that in a few seconds. Amar Belazer, Tehei B'Tfilah Shoshana Arvis. Okay, it's talking about Somet Gula L'Tfilah is by Marit, where you don't say Hashem Shlosai Tiftach, supposedly. That you say Hashem Shlosai Tiftach only at Marit, but not at Shachris. At Shachris you start immediately Baruch Atah Hashem. Okay? Aivahamar Rabbi Yochanan, Ezeo Ben Olam Abaz, Somet Gula Shal Arvis L'Tfilah Shal Arvis. Even by Arvis is in his Smichas Gula L'Tfilah. So sometime you have to say Hashem Shlosai Tiftach. So if you're telling me you don't say it in the morning, and then you could be Soma Gula Tefillah, immediately go out Yisrael Baruch Atah Hashem, and you only at Maariv you start Hashem Shlosai Tiftach, it says you should be Soma Gula Tefillah by Maariv too. So the same question. Amar Belazer, Tevet Tefillah Min. Okay, so only Mincha you say Hashem Shlosai Tiftach. You don't say Hashem Shlosai Tiftach not at Maariv, not at Shachris. Only at Mincha. And then there's no Smichus Gula Tefillah. So whenever you Soma Gula Tefillah, you don't say Hashem Shlosai Tiftach. Right, Rav Ashi Yom Rafil Teimakulu. Now you could say Hashem Shlosai Tiftach all the time, and it's still the Kiva, the Kavua, Rabbanan, B'Tfila. Since the Rabbanan instituted to be part of Tfila, K'Tfila Richtida, it becomes part of Tfila. So you're Shlosai Kula Tfila. It's not, doesn't separate. The Ilo Teimahachi, Arvis Heichim Motzi Shlosai. We said you have to be Shlosai Kula Tfila even by Mariv. For a boy Lameim Ashkiveinu, you say a second bracha Ashkiveinu after Gaal Yisrael. Since the Rabbanan instituted Hashkiveinu, it's all considered a long geula. Same thing, Achinami, Kivin Tikavur, Rabbanan, Betfila, Ketfila, Richtadami. Since they said Hashem Shlosai Tiftach has to be part of Shmon Esrei, it becomes part of Shmon Esrei. Mar says, Hai Nichti, Hai Yiyula Ratzoni Meifi, Mashmela Vasof, Mashmi Kara. Yiyula Ratzon can mean, may my words be your will, coming up, or may they be your will, what already passed. So Yulu Ratzon could be before Shmon Esrei, going on what you're going to say, or it could be going after what I said already. Right? Umashmi Kara Debo'ina Lameimer. My time, Tiknur Avon La'achar Shmon Esrei Brahmas. Why? Lame Rumei Kara. Why did they make it, you say it after Shmon Esrei, why didn't they make it, you say it before? You say it before Shmon Esrei, may my words I'm going to say be acceptable. Instead of, the words I said should be acceptable. It could mean either way. Why not put it in the beginning? Amr of Yehuda Bereid of Shim Ben Pazi, Hoyel v'lo Amr David al La'achar Yud Ches Parshios, L'fichach Takinu Rabban La'achar Yud Ches Brachos. This pasuk comes after 18 Mizmorim in Tehillim. So just like David HaMelech didn't say it till after 18 Mizmorim, we say it after the 18 Brachos. Ay, Shemar says, Hani Yud Ches Yud Ches Hakim. It's not 18, it's 19 Brachos. Ashrei ha'ish v'lomarot shugoyin chada parshahi. Though the first two kapitel chtilim, which we have as aleph and beis, are really one. So instead of kapitel yutes, it's really kapitel yutches. Dom Rav Yehuda Bereid Rav Shimon Ben Pazi, kuf gimu parshis omer David, v'lo omer haleluka ad shirova ma'palosin shor rishoyim. Shenema yitamu chatoyim min ha'oretz, u rishoyim odei non, orchi nafshi es asem haleluka. David Amel said 103 kapitel chtilim, and he didn't say Hallelujah till he saw the Mapol of Rishoyim. So, aye, honey, kuf gimel, kuf dalet havim. There's 104, right? What's it called? Borchi nafshi is the 104th tehillah, not the 103rd. El shmamino ashri ha'ish v'lom alot shugoyim chada parshe. It's really one. Okay. Now, the it's an interesting thing just to get the slach, and yeah, we have another minute. Anyway. The marshah. And the Tzlach, based on this, also adds to it. The Marsha says like this. Originally, Taka, the what's it called? Lama Rogshu and Ashrei Ha'ish were one kapitel. And the hint was that after 18 kapitlach, we say Yulu Ratzon. But they added a bracha to Shmon Esrei, the 19th bracha, right? The Malshinim. So once they did that, they separated the first two into two, so it'll be after 19 brachas to make it fit. So, originally, right, the Gemara held this, now the Tzlach takes over, Originally, the Gemara understood that there were originally 19, what's it called, that there was 19 kapitla. Originally. That's the case. When did they make this Yulu Ratzon? Only after they added the bracha of Lamashini. That means in Yavna, not the Anshe Knesset Gdola. The Anshe Knesset Gdola didn't add Yulu Ratzon in Meriti. And probably whoever added Yulu Ratzon added Hashem Slosai Tiftach, they put it together. So the Gemara says is, since you have to say Hashem Slosai Tiftach in the beginning and Yulu Ratzon in the end, and it's clear that the Yulu Ratzon was done after there was 19 brachas, because otherwise, why did they make it in the end? Right, and that was in the time of Yavne. It wasn't an Ikur Takon Anshe Knesset Gdola. Maybe that's not considered Tzila Aricha. The Gemara says, no. They added it when it was only 18 brachas, the Anshe Knesset Gdola. When they added a 19th bracha, they split the two, but originally it was 18, not 19. That's how it all works out. One last thing here. It says, David HaMelech said, Halleluka, Shira, and Ma'palosin Shel Rishoyim. Marsha says, from here is a question on the Taz and the Beis Yosef, who both say the reason we don't say Hallel on what's it called, Shvi Shel Pesach, and the Mela, not on Chol HaMoed, it shouldn't be greater than Shvi Shel Pesach, is because Maisa Yoveh Tovim B'Yam, the Atim of Shira, say Shira when the midstream drowned, it's not proper to say Shira. Here it says, David HaMelech said Shira, Ma'palos Nishol Tzadikim. Right, just the Malachim weren't allowed to say Shira, but Klal Yisrael said Shira, do you see, do say Shira. Right, so basically what they say is the following. First of all, they ask on that Taz and Beis Yosef. The Gemara says a different reason. The Gemara says the reason we don't say Hallel all the days of Pesach, only the first days, because all the Korbanos are the same. Sukkot, every day is a different Korban, every day is a different Yontif, so you may say Hallel every day. What's wrong with the Gemara's reason? So, in one of these parasha sheets we had recently, said the difference like this, there's two reasons to say Hallel on Shvi Shel Pesach. One, because of Yontif. For that, the reason on Yontif we don't say it is because the Korbanos are all the same. There's another reason to say Hallel on Shvi Shel Pesach, because of the Nes of Kriyas Yamsuf. You also say Hallel for the Nes. So why don't we say Hallel for the Nes of Kriyas Yamsuf, not for the Yom Tov? That, we need a reason, because that Nes involved loss of life, even of Rishoyim. You don't say Shira for such a thing. So the Klal Yisrael said Shira. That's because their Ikur Shira was on their being saved. So the people at the time, for sure, can say Shira. They were saved. But later on, the Malachim, they weren't saved. So then they're saying Shira on the Mitzrim being killed. That you don't say. Later generations, we weren't saved. So if we say Hallel, we're saying it, right, not for our personal saving, but for the whole Inyan, and that people suffered. That you don't say Hallel. Okay, so David HaMelech said basically, Ma'palos and Rishoyim, because Klal Yisrael will be saved. He said it for the saving, not for the Ma'pol of the Rishoyim.